Hospitals across the country remain under intense pressure this lunchtime as COVID-related admissions reach record highs again today. As of this morning, the total number of patients with the virus in hospital was 1,838. Almost 170 of those are being treated in intensive care. Six acute hospitals are each treating more than 100 COVID-positive patients. So how is our hospital system coping with the current surge? Let's get the very latest now from Liam Woods, National Director of Acute Operations with the HSE. Liam Woods, what's the very latest picture this lunchtime in terms of COVID-related admissions?
Good afternoon, Brian. So the figure you've just put out is the latest number, but just to say in terms of intensive care provision, which is at the heart of this, there are at the moment, or this morning, 287 patients in intensive care. And of course, many patients with COVID have been treated outside of the intensive care area. So we also have right now 321 intensive care beds open and available, so that's 32 additional for what we know will be increased pressure over the coming few days and weekend. So the position, and maybe just the other thing maybe to bear in mind as you're reflecting, Brian, in terms of pressure on hospitals, the impact of the virus within hospitals on staff and staff absence is obviously intense, and we're running at up to 10% shortage in staffing, and that of course is critical. So it's a very stressed and stressful time in the hospital environment. The ICU is operating beyond its normal capacity, and at the moment is, as I was saying, at 287. We are seeing some fall off in the numbers of patients attending the emergency department, and of course to ease pressure we have restricted to all but time-dependent urgent surgery. So we've pulled back into managing the emergency flow through hospitals, which continues to run. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to say that people with emergencies do need to attend hospitals, and hospitals attending to emergencies. In the first round of the pandemic, we were very alert to the impact of people with stroke and heart problems and delay in attending. So we still encourage that. So, but as you rightly present, the system is under significant pressure.
So are hospitals then at this stage well into availing of whatever surge capacity they have?
Yes, I think at 287, in terms of critical care, 287 with 321 beds open, the actual full provision in normal times now before we got the surge is around 287. The surge limit that would be equivalent in kind of service terms, assuming good staff availability to normal times, we've identified at around 350. So yes, we're between the normal capacity we have and a high surge.
And what
hospitals... hospitals are already in surge in intensive care, that's correct.
What about your projections for the continued increase in admissions? I mean, I think the HSE has been saying you expect the numbers in hospital being treated for COVID-related illness to be above the figure we're talking about today. What's the latest on when you think that peak might be reached and how high it might go?
Yeah, so clearly, and I think it's been well reported, Brian, there's a lag between what's happening in the community and the numbers of patients coming to hospitals of at least a week and maybe up to 2 weeks. So we anticipate over this weekend and into next week, we will continue to see some increase in case numbers. And after that, we're very much dependent on the behaviour of the wider community in terms of controlling the growth and spread of the virus and indeed containing it. And the core messages there, which you've been broadcasting very clearly, are around staying at home unless you really have to go out. And I think that is just essential in terms of taking pressure off frontline healthcare workers. Our data at the moment would indicate, and you can see there's some reduction in case numbers, but they're still very high compared to what we would have experienced previously when we see case numbers of over 3,000. But that has come back from a week ago. And so if that trend continues, then we will see pressure abate in hospitals. But that really is in our collective hands, and we need to act collectively just to make sure that we bring that down.
Very good. Liam Woods, National Director of Acute Operations with the HSE. Thank you for that.